Good morning, this is World Update with me, Peter Dobby. Still to come, the Irish vote on Europe. But do they know, could anyone work out what they're supposed to be voting for? The new report on human rights in the Ogaden and why the US focus in the Horn of Africa might have to change. Plus, why Hands needs Coldplay and Robbie to come up with the goods. First, the very latest world news here on the World Service of the BBC.
BBC News with Cathy Clugston. Voters in the Irish Republic are holding a referendum today on whether to ratify the Lisbon Treaty, a package of measures which would reform the way the EU is run. All 27 EU nations must approve the treaty before it can come into force, and Ireland is the only one putting it to a popular vote. Correspondents say rejection would plunge the EU into crisis. Polls suggest the outcome is too close to call. Cuba has broken with one of the principles at the heart of its communist system by abolishing equal pay for all. The government announced that from now on, workers would be offered bonuses for meeting targets and increasing production. The BBC has obtained documents suggesting for the first time that Zimbabwe's military forces are actively involved in running President Mugabe's campaign for re-election. The papers lay out plans by his party, ZANU-PF, to intimidate and attack opposition supporters. A runoff vote is due later this month. The pressure group Human Rights Watch has accused Ethiopian troops of systematically ill-treating civilians in the Ogaden region, where ethnic Somalis have been fighting for greater autonomy for more than a decade. Human Rights Watch accused the US and the European Union of ignoring widespread abuses, including rape and torture. China and Taiwan have agreed to set up permanent offices on each other's territory to handle contacts between them and issue visas. The agreement was reached in Beijing at the first formal talks between the two sides for nearly a decade. A senior British intelligence official has been suspended after secret documents about Al-Qaeda and Iraq were found on a commuter train near London. A review of security is underway at the Cabinet Office, to which the official had been seconded. At least four people were killed and up to 40 injured when a tornado struck a scout camp in Iowa in the midwestern United States. Search and rescue teams have been sent to the Little Sioux Scout Ranch. And that's the latest BBC News.
This is World Update, live from London with me, Peter Dobby. Ethiopia's government is committing war crimes in its military campaign against rebels in the Ogaden region. That's according to a new report this morning out of New York. Human Rights Watch claims Ethiopian forces are beating and strangling civilians, staging public executions and burning villages. It said the allegations were based on more than 100 eyewitness accounts, but one Ethiopian official has denied the charges. Human Rights Watch also says the US and other Western governments have remained silent about the abuse. Joining us live is Congressman Donald Milford Payne, chair of the US House Committee on Foreign Affairs on Africa and Global Health. Congressman, in your opinion, why has the rest of the world not registered this, not in any meaningful way anyway?
Well, that sort of surprises me also. On October 2nd, 2007, my subcommittee had a hearing on the Ethiopia and the State of Democracy. Was titled Effects on Human Rights and Humanitarian Conditions in the Ogaden and Somalia. And we had witnesses who came to testify talking about the conditions there and some individuals whose families had been victims of terror from the Ethiopian military. And this has been a situation that we've been following. We visited the Dab camp, in which is a refugee camp in Kenya, where many refugees from the Ogaden are living and have been there for a number of years and continue to come in, and had the opportunity to really interview and discuss with people who had just recently come into the camp momentarily.
Okay. Just to interrupt you just for a second, Congressman, if there is a shift in power, however, in Somalia, which is feasible if not likely, and there's a new U.S. president, which is definitely going to happen, does the status quo in this particular part of the Horn of Africa then become more embarrassing for the American government?
Well, I think that when a new administration comes in, they're going to assess all of our policies, and hopefully there will be a shift in the approach to problems like that. I think we've got to deal more with diplomacy, and that's what the U.S. has not done well.
If diplomacy is the way forward, how long can this be sustained?
Well, I think that it's difficult to... Diplomacy is not predictable. However, I do believe that there has to be a new approach to the manner in which the United States conducts its foreign affairs throughout the world. And I certainly will be one urging the new administration to start to discuss. I believe I've met with people from ULS, and they would like to have